This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. After passing two budget-cutting bills onto the House floor Wednesday, the House Appropriations Committee spent much of its meeting time today arguing a measure that was shot down in the Senate last year.
Had we pulled the trigger on this last year, we would be $74,558,000 to the good that we would not be looking for today.
House Speaker Taylor Barra's resolution requires the Treasurer to deposit all revenues into the Bond Security and Redemption Fund first, pay the state debt out of that, and then forward the remainder to the general fund and statutorily dedicated fund accounts.
We believe that the statutory dedications have an obligation to a portion of our state debt.
Baton Rouge Representative Pat Smith had a question.
Allowing almost everybody to pay a piece of the pie.
Yeah, broadening the base, so to speak, yeah.
And Alexandria Representative Lance Harris asked,
July the 1st, that's when this would start happening. Am I correct in that?
Well, yeah.
That brought Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden to the table to express his reservations.
This resolution is only effective beginning with the next fiscal year, so it's not addressing the shortfalls that we're trying to address in this session. It does raise a question as to whether it's within the scope of the call.
Darden advised the maneuver would be complicated procedurally. Plus,
the substance of what you would be doing is voting to cut.
The measure would draw 3% off the top of dedicated funds. House Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry replied,
if it's passed, we could backfill.
To backfill means you got to go find the money. So you got to take it from somebody else to do the backfill. If you want to cut statutory dedications, cut statutory dedications. Do away with all of them.
The measure passed and is headed to the House floor. And the governor has issued a statement calling the measure a, quote, dangerous backdoor gimmick that has the potential to seriously threaten the state's credit rating, end quote. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.